I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey!
We did it.
Hey, this is Doug.
And this is Wall.
This is Pool.
This is Nina.
This is Josh.
Adam.
You're pretending to forget. You're not actually forgetting. Here we are. This is the crew of Ghostbusters Resurrection, and we are about to record episode 13 of season 3. How do we feel about things since last episode?
Bad.
You're a monster.
Yeah, yes. It was rough.
My wife is sad.
Don't you tell her everything that happens? No surprises? So we're about to play another game, and I don't know how long it's going to be before it comes out, because there's still a lot of episodes, you know, that need to be edited. But in the meantime, we just want to let you know that we're still alive. We're still playing the game.
I feel like that's a bit of a spoiler, though, that we're all still alive.
I mean, are you sure I am? I'm always in this weird, almost dead.
Someone at this table could be a ghost.
I mean,
what if they've been the ghost the whole time?
Yeah.
More than one person.
When I said we're still alive, I meant we are all still alive and we're still making this game.
But are we sure I'm alive?
I don't know.
Mike, am I alive?
Are you?
I don't know.
Can never be too sure.
A reminder to everyone that we're going to be at AVL Scarefest in North Carolina starting on October 19th. It runs through the 21st. AVL is in Asheville Scarefest. It's actually going to be in
Black Mountain,
Montreat area. Asheville proper, but still, it's like the same neighborhood. So if you want to play a game with us, come out and join us there. I'm going to be DMing games like all day, like every day. And then, you know, we'll party at night, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
my plan.
Try to figure out a way. Hopefully I can bring like Scratch Dice System from RPG from Scratch.
I was about to say, you're going to bring stuff for RPG from Scratch as well, so that's going to be cool.
Absolutely.
Next year, in June, is going to be the Ghostbusters Fan Fest, like the big event on the Sony Pictures backlot. I am definitely going. You reserve your ticket?
No, is that like I have to do that right
now?
Jock is nodding. I mean, it goes towards the final price of the ticket. They haven't announced the final price of the ticket. So unless the ticket's like $800 or something crazy, I'm going. I'm assuming it's going to be like maybe $200 or $150 or something.
It's only
over a weekend in June, but it's going to be in LA. So we're going to need to find some other ghost heads out in LA to maybe, share a room or an Airbnb with. But that's going to be totally awesome. Can't wait to do that. We're going to be bringing back the franchise kit. It includes everything you need to play this game, the same game that we're playing now. It has ghost dice, it has regular dice, it has the certificate, it has character sheets that are hand-stamped, it has the cards of the equipment. Everything you need to play the game is in the franchise kit. It's been sold out for a while because they sell pretty fast. Those are going to go on sale in November, but we're going to put everything up. It's going to be pre-orders until then because we have to get the orders out to make them. So you can pre-order that stuff now. And we're going to be changing it up. We're going to have pink slime dice this time. So we got the green ones before. We're going to try and go for the pink slime dice. And that's going to be cool. So if you already have some green, you can get the pink one in there.
So if you're having too much fun at the table explodes.
Yeah.
Or you can shout at them if you want them to roll bad.
Mm-hmm. The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is starting next month in October.
Yep.
The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is a nerdy show actual play RPG. It's basically the Call of Cthulhu game, but Nerdy Show has its own crazy slant on it. Josh is a player in this one, right? You're in this season?
Yeah, I play a kind of cantankerous mountain man named Moses Reuben Cubbenfield.
That's first I heard that name.
Okay. You'll hear it a lot more.
I do a voice on it, but I'm not a player character, but I played last season, so if you want to get caught up, you can listen to last season and lead up into this one. That's going to be really cool. We've been putting up... A long time we've been putting Call of Cthulhu together, and I've heard some of it already. It sounds funny. It sounds scary. So I think if you're a fan of Ghostbusters, you're probably going to be a fan of that as well. You can listen to the first season now. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on
everything.
It's on Spotify. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, I'm sure we're there. Other than that, is there any other announcements we should make, or we're getting ready to roll?
We're about
roll?
To die.
Yeah. Time to roll.
Yeah.
Yep, let's do this.
All right. Well, which
time to kill
luck?
Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But
Mike, don't get to drag your ass across my headstone.
I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
All right, let's get to work.
Do you think objectively this game would go better without me?
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.